Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXE, broadcasting Accra, Catskill, Hudson. We're here in front of our studio audience, preparing to bring you our town, our truth. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. John Campbell at the Democrat and Chronicle reports that James Tedesco, James Gruen, and Tim Kennedy were the only New York State senators who attended a Transportation Committee hearing on limo safety May 2nd. Relatives of the victims of the limo accident that killed 20 in the town of Schoharie last year spoke at the hearing. But only 3 of the 15 members of the committee showed. No local state senators turned up either. Lindsay DeLuca reported for the Albany television station, and I quote, "Many of the victims were from the district of Senator George Amador. He did not show up. When CBS 6 called his office, a spokesperson said Amador had previous commitments. Also absent, Senator James Seward. Schoharie is in his district, but his office also told me he had other commitments," end quote. The relatives of the victims of the Schoharie accident want lawmakers to take some action to prevent more accidents. Janet Steinberg, whose adult sons, Axel and Rich, were killed in the Schoharie crash, along with Axel's wife, Amy, said, and I quote, "If you ask me, New York State dropped the ball on this numerous times, end quote. Diane Valden reports for the Columbia paper that the measles still have not returned to Columbia County, with cases only as nearby as Rockland County and New York City. Columbia County Department of Public Information Officer Patricia Abilabile says the last outbreak here was 1997, when there were 2 measles cases reported. There are more current vaccination records in Columbia County. In 2013, the office administered 91 vaccinations. In 2014, that number dropped to 58. In 2015, it rose slightly to 65, rising again in 2016 to 72, and then falling to just 31 in 2017. Nationally, there have been 704 confirmed cases this year, the most since 1994. In Albany, lawmakers are considering 2 bills, S-2994 in the Senate and A-2371 in the Assembly, that would repeal exemptions from vaccinations to address the outbreak. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that 2 weeks ago, many Saugerties residents came out to voice support for a noise ordinance that would give local police broad latitude to decide whether noise is excessive. Under the proposed law, police would decide whether noise was, and I quote, "unusual, loud, or a noise, disturbs, injures, or endangers the comfort, response, health, peace, or safety of a reasonable person of normal sensibilities, or which causes injury to animal life or damage to property or business," end quote. But May 1st, at the second public hearing, residents came out to defend all sorts of noises. Some defended loud engines and equipment. Some defended gunshots. Some defended their First Amendment rights. Gaetana Ciarlanti said, and I quote, "I have a loudspeaker, and I have been known to organize rallies. I don't think I should have to be prohibited from using that, because I think that infringes on the right to assemble," end quote. And some defended the sound of lawnmowers. Town resident Bob Lipman said, and I quote, "In my last dying breath, I'd love to organize on a Sunday a lawnmower invasion or a tractor invasion coming through town on the busiest weekend and bring 5,000 lawnmowers," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell reports in Columbia Green Media that at a meeting on May 1st, representatives of global partners said that if it gets to build a new gas station at the Bells Pond intersection in Livingston, they will sell the Extramont gas station across the street. Global Partners wants to put a 4,800-square-foot building with a 24-hour gas station, convenience store, and an all-town fresh cafe at the northern end of the intersection of Routes 9, 9H, and 23. The company is now before the Livingston Planning Board for approval. Rob Osterhard, project manager with Bowling Engineering, said, and I quote, "The misconception that is floating out there is that this is a truck stop. Along the lines of the parking and fueling that I mentioned, I just want to clarify this is not a truck stop. This is merely a neighborhood market with fuel service with gasoline and diesel. We have added some truck parking at the planning board's request to address safety concerns, but there will not be any overnight parking of trucks here. Idling will be limited in accordance to state law. This is not intended to be a truck stop," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WTXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a chance of showers today, mainly after 10 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 60 degrees and a south wind at 9 miles an hour. Tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 9 p.m. and midnight and a chance of showers after midnight. It will be cloudy tonight with a temperature high of around 52. Your forecast for the weekend. A mostly cloudy Saturday is in the forecast with a temperature high near 67 degrees. Rain is likely Saturday night, mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low of around 51. And on Sunday, rain is likely. It will be cloudy with a high near 61 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low of around 48 degrees. And there you have your weather report brought to you by WGXC 90.7 FM, hands-on community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part.
Lil money need a big boy. Pull up 20 inch blades like I'm Lil Troy. Now it's everybody flocking, need a decoy. Shorty mixing up the vodka with the liquor. G-Wagon, 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 G-Wagon. All the housewives pulling up. I got a lot of toys. 720S pumping Fallout Boy. You was talking shit in the beginning. Back when I was feeling unforgiven. I know that you ought to see me winning. See the hit glue in my mouth and I be grinning.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting our first one-hour show. I'm Emily, and I'm here today with William, Soraya, Tempest, Phoebe, and Kingston. Consider today a reboot of Clubhouse Radio, as you've heard it for the past 12 shows. We are still will still be incorporating elements of Censored, our music show, the Word Shop, our writing show, and the community journalism and interviews that you've enjoyed from Our Town, Our Truth, with room for sport updates, commentary, and special segments inspired and executed by the youth of Catskill Clubhouse. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene County. Made another hit, cause I got butt now. Always going for it, never pump. Fourth down, last call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown, hey. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. We are doing Our Town, Our Truth in our first hour-long show. This is Phoebe, and I'm here with a bunch of the radio crew today. And we're going to have a really rich conversation. I think this show is an opportunity for us to kind of revisit what motivated this radio show, what brought us together, what we're trying to do, and start to have some really cool conversations about how our voices can be a tool of empowering and changing the world around us and how we're using radio to make that happen. So a couple of things that I think, you know, I want us to be able to talk about and touch on have to do with what it feels like to be empowered and feeling like we have real agency in our voice and in our language and how we speak about these things. When we started the radio program, our whole vision, our idea was that our voices can impact the issues in our world that made the Clubhouse come to exist, right? The Clubhouse was set up as a space to help prevent and help people recover from addiction. And when we think about addiction, that's really rooted and tied into all these deeper issues that we live with every day, how we feel about our identity and ourselves, whether or not we're being bullied, how stressed we feel, whether or not we have a sense of self-acceptance and a sense of worth in the world. So that's what this radio show gives us a chance to do, is to understand that. And my takeaway from the last 12 shows is that ways in which we relate to each other and understand each other and use language to come to a common understanding of the world around us and what we want it to be is complicated. That even within spaces with each other where we feel relatively safe, there's like hard questions about how we get to talk to each other and do all of that. So that's what we're going to start our show off talking about a little bit. So maybe we could first kind of start with a little bit of a feeling of, you know, maybe Emily, you could kick us off with telling us a little bit about, yeah, we'll get to that, to the poem that we have. But first, like, and anybody can jump in, but when you think about showing up to this radio show and you think about bringing your voice to the people, you know, what is it that you want to be able to feel like you can bring here that maybe you can't bring in other spaces?
When I'm on the radio show, I feel like I can make more problems known and can find ways to deal with them or, like, express myself in ways that I usually couldn't without the radio show.
Cool. Yeah. William, you got some thoughts about that? I mean, you've been doing this for 12 weeks now. We've had some really kind of deep conversations about language and about how we can bring this forward. And one of the things we talked about yesterday in lab, right, is like, how do we actually, you know, call out or call in things that are happening? You know, one of our values here at the Clubhouse is not bullying. We're talking about that in the outer world. So why don't you talk a little bit about some of the stuff we got into with that yesterday?
Like, we had like a really, like, sort of like a debate in a sense. It was just kind of like a conversation where me and my cousin were like going back and forth, like, about like an inside joke that I have with my friends that I was I was telling her about. She doesn't like it, you know. I see it from her perspective. I know why she doesn't like me saying it, but, like, you know.
You want to tell us what the inside joke is that you all were debating about?
So there was these, like, there was these kids that were, like acting all, like, racist and stuff and, like spamming, like, the N-word and, like, using the hard ER and stuff. And then they said, this is why we don't like the color kids. And I was like, shoot, I'm taking that. And I was like, that's mine now. And me and my friends, we just started using it as an inside joke.
Mm-hmm. Tempest, you see that show up for you when you're with your friends, ways that things that are insults become a tool that you can kind of turn that into a feeling of being empowered around it? No. You're... Tempest. All right. You can jump in when you're ready. Yeah, but that's something that we've been kind of dealing with, right? Sort of like, so racism.
Yeah.
Right? How often does that show up for you every day in your life when you're like going to school and things like that?
Like, There's a lot of things that occur, like, around me, like, not just, like, in, they're, like, it can be, like, in public, like, in school, like, a public place, like, McDonald's, like, say, just an example, I'm not saying that racism happens at McDonald's, I can't assure that, but, you
but
know,
do you feel like it, you run into racist language on a pretty regular basis as you're going through the world, and how does that make, you know, like, that relate,
I know some people, like, may not.
Okay, recently yesterday I was watching a video of a guy, he was like, going around asking people if they think it's okay for white people to say the N-word. And will they let like white people say the N-word? They were asking that to black people and stuff like that. So he asked one person and he was like, well, the N-word is just a word. But I commented and I was like, the N-word is not just a word. The N-word is like a weapon to white people for what they did to us, for slavery. So it's not just a word. So I said, it's not okay for them to see the N-word because like it's disrespectful.
I agree 100%.
And so here's an interesting edge where you're talking about a situation where colored had been used in like a violent sort of racist way. Similar to how Tempest is naming, like, that's a violent example. Like, nah, you don't get to use that word. You're sitting in a situation where you're like, I identify as black and like, I'm going to take colored and use that as my own way, you know, like to make a joke around this and hold that.
And I'll try to and make then, like a negative thing positive. And
meanwhile, though, you're running into conflict, right, with your cousin about her feelings about that language being used in reference to her
and
identity,
I see
right?
I see why she doesn't like it because she identifies as colored. And she like kind of, well, she's black and I'm black. So there's really like no like kind of like conflict between us or anything. It's just the debate that like it's not the way I'm using it. It to her, like to her it might just be like the context or when I use it, like, in a sentence, or how I use it, you know, how it's kind of laid down, she might not like, or, like, it's just kind of like a joke, but she just doesn't like it.
Hey, William, do you think that it's okay for, like, Latino people? I get that they're Latino, but do you think that it's okay for them to say the N-word, like, a lot? Like,
I don't think they should say the N-word at all. Like, I don't really think that the N-word as, like, the N-word as a total used to be used as a racial slur, like the N-I-G-G-E-R word. That used to be the actual word, and like, you know, our color, we just took it, cut the E-R off, and put an A in front of it. And people just, that's how we use it now. Like most black people, some white people use it. I know they shouldn't. Like, it's like, who owns the N-word? I believe nobody should own the N-word. I feel like the word shouldn't be used as an insult. Like, if you're talking to your friends, okay, yeah, sure. Like, you can be like, "What's up, my blank space?" But
N-word.
Yeah, N-word.
Okay, I'm gonna have to disagree with you a little bit because, like, I think Latino people they can say the N-word, but just not like too much because they got black in them, you know.
Technically, I agree. Depends on their, like, their heritage and whatnot.
So, just a quick, this is Kingston just popping in, just to kind of ask you a question, Tempest, with that. If by that logic, right, then everybody should be able to say the N-word, because we all came from Africa originally, right?
True.
Like, So where does that edge? You know what I mean? How do you?
You got me there. But
that's true. That's true.
Yeah, that's everybody's African American.
Technically, like, color, you got black like, in you anyway, color, so it doesn't
like,
matter.
It's like their color. Like still, with the I get that they're African American or whatever, but like you, it's like unexplainable words what white people did to us in slavery. You know me, you know, black people and white people, they, you know, they're friends now, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're friends.
Yeah, we're saw buddy buddy, we made light skins, let's do it.
Yeah. Right.
Do it.
Tempest, there was a poem that we had pulled out which like got into a little bit of this nuance of reclaiming language and sense of self. Mm-hmm. And this is something that, you know, came up yesterday in the context of Silreya and William's conversation. So maybe you could share that poem as part of what we're talking about.
When I was in eighth grade, Amanda Brown, the one black girl in our middle school, had written on her binder in whiteout, "When you are mad, you turn red. When you are embarrassed, you turn pink. When you are afraid, you turn yellow. When you are sick, you turn green. When you are cold, you turn blue. When I am mad, I am black. When I am embarrassed, I am black. When I am afraid, I am black. When I am sick, I am black. When I am cold, I am black. And you dare to call me colored."
So William, that poem really resonated for Silreya.
Yeah.
What does it bring up for you in this conversation?
I actually agree with that statement because some people actually identify as colored, black, African American, whatever you want to call it. You know, you can even call it N-word if you want. Like, you know, it's kind of like, you just like, some people identify as that but just don't want to be their color for certain reasons. Like, there are some things that go on in the world that you just, like, want to forget that you were born by, like, the same parents. You don't want to be a certain color because of the things that happened to that color. Like, back then, slavery is not just something that you chose to do. It's something that you had to do, or, you know, it was just, like, kind of like a life-or-death situation.
All right, it's a girl named Vo Vicky. You know, I love her. I like her personality. Oh. She thinks she's black. She wants to be black. She said that. When she has a kid, she's going to name it Tyrone.
She said it is black. She says she was black. Like, she said that she was black, that she actually had black in her, and her DNA results said otherwise.
I actually seen a video of her actually mentioning that she's white.
Yeah.
But I guess she was a little disappointed.
Yeah, you know, she was a little sad. She kind of thought she was black, you know. It's kind of sad, you know. If you think you're one color all your life and then you find out you're another color, you're like, this is new. You know?
You know, I accept her. Like, I like her. She's really funny.
She's
like,
cool.
I actually watch her videos, like, on her YouTube channel. Yeah. She's actually really funny. And, like, I think if I personally knew her, then I would, like, hang out with her, like, a lot.
Yeah, like, a lot of people on, like, YouTube, like, called her racist. I wouldn't call her racist. She just wanted to identify as a different color.
I think,
you know,
that's actually, like, you know, friended up with black people because, like, she wants to be black. So
yeah.
This is where the conversation turns into one of appropriation, right? And, like, a conversation about white people wanting to take what they desire from black culture and also being happy not to have to deal with the difficult aspects of that. And I think that's why it's so sensitive and, like, so insulting, you know. Think about, like, Rachel Dolezal and other people who've, like, taken advantage of the places where black people have had power and worked really hard to gain that power, and are taking that away and, you know, sort of. So there's something to consider in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, go. You can go.
When I was little, I actually wanted to be white because, like, I liked how the hair was and stuff like that. I thought the hair was really nice and flowy. Mm-hmm. But then I grew up, you know, I didn't want to be white anymore.
Embrace your blackness, man.
Right, you know, African-American.
Praise, man.
I actually felt that, like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be white. Because, like, my curly hair is, like, really difficult to deal with. like every day. So like I wanted white people hair, but you know, once I got older, I was just like, you know what? I'm proud to be Puerto Rican. You know, white people were boring.
Some people are, you know. It's not just like your color is just something you're born with. It's not something you choose. It's not something you can actually like make. It's not something you produce. You know, it's not your fault that you came out of color.
William, you want to help us wind down this part of our conversation before we take another little break with a poem that relates to some of this?
Yeah. This is called Volume 1 by Taylor Pankey. The power we have as soon as that mind of yours is open and awakened to the fullest. They say the black in us is not enough. They say it's the native in us that brings out my beauty. But I say it's both, my black and my native beauty combined together. When I look in the mirror, I see a young girl filled with dreams and excitement, trying not to have that taken away from her, and to remain strong. A black man speaking his mind is like a killing to their family. The opinion itself is not valid to them. But as long as we know who and where we came from, we know for sure our souls, minds, and bodies matter.
Thank you. All right, transition to a song break, and we'll be back with y'all soon. Good you choose to take. They say you're never wrong, but you'd have made a few mistakes. Cause you taking a wrong, maybe you should trade. Traders back all the real ones, remove the fakes. I think you should trade. Give us two pop back and say you shook. Let the legend resurrect that he gon' live for good. I've been screaming thug life in every different hood. If only you can bring him back, Lord, I wish you would. Give us Biggie, give us Pun, give us Triple X. Take that Trump with you, that's a bigger threat. There's too much power for a coward with no intellect. That's a bigger with a collar, there's a disconnect. Dying, mama crying, grandma need a tissue. Shooting up a church, now I need a. All them still living, you'll see the issue. But how you taste a leader, then you take a leader with you. I ain't trying to disrespect, just need a meter with you. I ain't trying to overstep, just want a reason with you. Give us back our love, ones that take the evil with you. Send them sucking straight to hell, they don't need a vigil. I need you to give us back Martin Luther. Take Martin. Give us back Malcolm, take R. Kelly, R.I.P. Lil Snoop, get that boy's life back. Take Eric Holder, give us Eric right back. I'm sending you this message, Lord, I hope you hit me right back. They say I'm on the wrong train, I know I'm on the right track. Cause Trayvon Gordon only did was try to fight back. Zimmerman walk around free, we don't like that. Why you take our mothers from us? Fathers and our sisters and our cousins from us. Got these children getting murdered while they double dutching. Wonder why the f*** take Nipsey Hussle from us. Damn, he took a true king, a true brother from us. The marathon, but they running from us. Now everybody got is up to something. And every gangster wanna prove that they tough or something. You know it's not fair, tell the truth. I've been in my feelings too. But if you took Emmettel, at least take Dylan Roof. At least take James Holmes. I ain't even mad at that. Just bring back Whitney and give us Michael Jackson back. Feds want me and then slam it down. Ain't no justice for Sandra Bland. We up like a sailing fan. Lord, if you listen, I'm just looking for a hand to hand. Take out the f and give us back our fam again. Drowning in my tears, trying to pray for something. Wonder why you give us life for you to take it from us. Wonder why you give us family then erase it from us. Maybe hopefully you can have a conversation with us. Maybe I'm just probably tripping cause I need a hug. The hood can't find jobs, now we need a plug. Everybody and their mama trying to be a thug. I don't go to church cause I'm afraid of being judged. I've been staring at the ceiling as I lie in bed. Watch it follow trends like Simon says. I pray you give us back the real ones and try again. Or maybe take the that deserve to die instead. Tommy Lauren run her mouth and then she get defensive. Laura Ingram laughing at death and disrespecting. I really feel like you should teach them stupid a lesson. Either that or give us back somebody who deserved the blessings. I left out a bunch of names that I forgot to mention. Cost too much to pay attention and it got expensive. Father, forgive me for I know not what I do. And now I'm reaching out to you hoping you hear me and return a message. I know that you got a back and that you're not against us. And maybe you just love us so you detest us. I just kind of thought that you would do more to protect us. They say the good die young and I ain't on a guest list. I've been drinking, Lord, forgive me as my blood racing. I don't know what I'm thinking, I'm just frustrated. I don't mean to question you, I'm just confused. I don't know what else to do, I've been patient and it sucks waiting. Took my mans from me, that forever hurts. But putting the blame on you, that'd never work. I know this ain't your fault, it's the devil's work.
devil's work.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
Africa, keep your heads up high, no more will we cry, yeah. Our history that they stole, Africa, is written in our souls, Africa, oldest nation on this earth, know just what you're worth. Well, well, ships that sail to distant places robbed us of our rights and words. History says that you've betrayed us, talking of the gods you serve. Hear the rumbling in the sky, tears that our forefathers cry. And today we're still in chains, take the shackle from our minds. You're the cornerstone, the king upon the throne. Beautiful art thou, Africa, our nation have to bow, Africa, don't you fall from grace, you're that sacred place.
The people, motherland representer. I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant. And I demand her attention, can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity. Soul made in Naja, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say. But it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you. So before I have scenes, gotta understand my roots. Gotta understand the truth, we is all kings round here. Life's not all fair, work till we fall dead. Lord, going hard till I earn like a poor girl. Although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her. Mama Africa.
The richest place on earth, know just what you're worth. Stip, tip, stip, tip, tip. Africa, claim it as their own, Africa, but now we must stand tall to break down all these walls. Well, well, our children must be taught of Africa, the science and the arts of Africa. Educate yourselves, Africa, to liberate yourselves, Africa, keep your heads up high. Beautiful art thou, Africa, a nation of the bow, Africa.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting ACRA, Catskill, Hudson. Before the break, you heard Devil's Work by Joyner Lucas, and you've been enjoying Made in Africa by Stephen Marley. We're in the second half of our first one-hour show, bringing you a reboot.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, everybody. How are we feeling?
Great.
Yeah, sweet. We have more people coming to our studio audience, which is very exciting. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, Mags. Mags is here.
So we just spent half an hour kind of diving into using radio as a platform for confronting the things that matter in our lives, for talking about the nuances of when language can be violent and who gets to hold different words and language. So now I was hoping we could shift into like kind of a next level of that part of that conversation, which is how do we show up for each other as community members to deal with and try to stop the use of language in violent ways? And I know yesterday, William, we talked a little bit about like ways in which that's come up in class, right? Or in school, you hear something and you need to think about whether or not you're going to say something. And I don't know, maybe you could just touch in a little bit about your perspective on like what's complicated around that, or where you think intervention's needed, and mm-hmm. when you maybe don't intervene and why.
Like, if there's something that's like going on in our school that's like really, really like challenging, and with like, it's like actually somebody's like personal business, and that's some, and somebody's in like an argument or something, or someone's in like a beef that I'm not involved in. It's not my business. I shouldn't be in that. But if it's like someone being like constantly being like bullied or something like that, being like called like a Jew or like a slut or like slut shaming or something like that, I'm gonna say something, but I know it's not my business to like say like who or what or determine who somebody is, and just like kind of like predetermine even or like prejudge who somebody is as a whole. You just see that every day, and it's sad.
Back to what you said.
Yeah.
When like somebody's getting like, you know, bothered or something like that, I wouldn't get involved unless like it was like my friend or something.
Yeah.
If it was like my friend or my best friend, then I would definitely have to get involved. Like if I see them bullying a person, like just a random person, even if it's not my friend or my best friend, I'll still help.
Yeah.
But like to like, you know, having a fight and it's not me, they are going back and forth, then I won't get involved because it's, you know, it takes two to make an argument.
True.
In my opinion, like, if someone is visibly upset about something that someone else is saying, then I'll consider it my business. Yeah. You know, like, I'll get in there and I'll, like, try to help the person. But if the person, like, is laughing about it and, like,
shows no, like, upsetness or, like, depression or anything,
and takes it as a joke,
yeah,
then, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, true.
So that's kind of going back to considering the context that words are being used in, right? Like, you might overhear something that might be an insult in one context and it's funny in a different context, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think what's interesting is this question of, like, is it my business or not? Do I know this person or not? Am I directly involved or not? And whether, if that's the line we use to draw, whether or not we intervene, I'm wondering, does that feel like it goes far enough in these times when I think a lot of different people are feeling themselves being under attack for their identity or not feeling safe in that? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Like, one thing that really kind of, like, sits here with me in this is, like, sometimes there can be, like, a group of people even being targeted, right? And you won't say anything. It's not my problem. Another group of people get targeted. Again, not my problem. Some more people get targeted, and then you get targeted. Who's there for you? Exactly. Nobody. Who's there for you when you need help, right? And some people take that, and they're like, I'm not helping you. You didn't help me.
You weren't there for me, so why would I?
Why would I be there for you?
That was actually good.
Take that and write it down. Someone quote it. Quote it. Quote it. Oh, it's already happened. There you go. Go, Emily.
I'll be reading a poem, basically about Yeah. First they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me.
Heard.
Yeah. Heard, yo, heard.
That was by Pastor Martin Niemöller.
Yeah, heard, man.
Do y'all know when that, have a sense of when that was written or what that's in reference to?
Communism, actually, right? No, wait, no, that's
anybody,
not what it is. Wait.
Anybody? High school history class from those, right? This is really...
Oh, I'm not in high school.
70s, 60s?
You got that.
This is a reference back to what was happening in World War II and the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah. You told us about this. Right.
That was in the 40s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 30s, 40s. And, you know, World War I and World War II relate to each other. So over that period of time, what was happening in Europe was a surge in really like white nationalist ideas, kind of a return to the pure society, a real kind of shift away from open borders toward being afraid of people who were different in different ways, a real shutdown around political ideology and what you were safe believing. You know, I mean, I was really, yesterday in our conversation about like communism, it was just like really impacted me, like how that word gets thrown around a lot and like, what does it mean? You know, like it's a political belief concept that workers should own the means of production. They should own the and it gets conflated with like being anti-American or anti, you know, so we get caught up in these things. And yeah, go ahead, Bubba, what's up?
Like some people are like, you can be like a communist if you want to. You can be like a communist with like without the dictatorship or without like, you know, all the other things that come to it. Like you could just be like a normal communist and you like, and you actually like believe in communism, you know? It's what you believe in. And if somebody attacks that, I believe it's just wrong. And if you're an atheist even, that's what you believe in. And I feel like if a group of people is actually being targeted, then yeah, discrimination.
Mm-hmm. I don't like discrimination.
It's bad. No one does, man.
No, I feel like your voices and your ability to see the way oppression shows up in a lot of different forms and kind of get rid of the illusion that those things are all separate, that when we experience hatred around being gay, that doesn't, like, that comes from the same source oftentimes as the hatred around being black or hatred around being a woman. Like a lot of these different isms are coming from kind of like a same source. And so to assume like, oh, that's, you're getting made fun of for being a woman, like I'm a man, that's not my problem. Or you're getting made fun of for being black and I'm white, that's not my problem.
Like
they relate to each other, I think. But what do y'all think?
Yeah. We actually had this conversation in history class the other day. It was, you know, men usually think that it's not their problem for women being discriminated against, or like people who aren't black think it's not their problem that black people are being discriminated against. It's more of a sense of if you're being targeted, then you assume it's your problem. But like, even if it's not you who's being targeted, like say you're a woman, right? And you show up for the women's movements and women's marches and stuff, but you don't show up for the like black protests or like you know, like the gay pride festivals or like, and you can't just like say you're supporting like one thing if you're like, because that's your issue. You have to support other issues if you want to change stuff.
Yeah, like having intersectional solidarity around oppression, because we're fighting the same thing in every one of these fights, which is the right to be who you are, to have self-determination around how you want to live your life, and to be honored and respected in those choices, and how you exist in the world. And I think, you know, to be able to have solidarity around that sort of being able to be yourself across these different ways identity gets defined and categorized is how we ultimately get rid of the fundamental problem, which is we live in a really oppressive society socially.
I have a question. I've been wondering about this for a long time now. What does the L in LGBTQ mean?
Lesbian.
Oh, I forgot that.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. There's.
Okay. There's a poem that I had happened to come across in the book, the same book that I read my poem from. It's LGBTQ by Isaiah Rivera. Women and men are discriminated by the way they love, act, look, and feel. They are looked at as lesser or weak for loving to be different. Why can't we be different without being called different? But we love to be different. How come we are the country of change, but we cannot accept different forms of it? Love is love, no matter how love is brought upon us, the people. We all need love, but we love to be different. Despite our differences, we the people are all the same, brought together by one thing, love. Love spreads faster than any trend. Love is stronger than any titanium fence, but we all love. Without love, where would you be? In a world built on differences, the only thing you have in common with the person sitting next to you is love. Remind yourself to love all things, no matter the color, shape, or size. Everything needs love.
Pressure, 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 p
Hi, well, guys, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. You were just previously listening to Pressure Drop by Toots and the Maytals.
Well, coming back into the last, what we got left, about 10 minutes of our first hour-long show. Yeah, I feel like we definitely need an hour show, so thank you, WGXC, for hooking us up with that, because...
Yeah, kind of an early shout-out. Let's do it.
Shout-out to WGXC.
Yeah.
But we know the shout-outs come last, so let's not jump ahead of ourselves. Yeah, so we still got, like, 7 minutes to or so to kind of talk about this conversation and you know, again, all about how we feel empowered and having our voices heard, feel like we can be ourselves and speak truth to power when we see violence and oppression that brings up issues in our communities and things like that. So, yeah, where are y'all at?
I think I kind of have a question. I'll ask it when she's done.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. We got a lot of shout-outs, well, like a lot. So, yeah.
Yeah, man.
What's your question?
So I wanted to kind of ask you guys, you two and you, like, what do you guys think, like, color and language mean as a whole?
I'll take it. Wait, can you repeat the question, please?
What do you think color and language mean as a whole?
Okay.
Yeah, throw one back.
All right,
man.
Can I ask what you mean by that? Because, like, there's, like...
Okay, so you see, like, Latin American, Spanish, together, like, black, and, you know, however they talk English, you know, however they were born.
Okay, so I think it's, like, cool. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Because, like, race, that's different race, different language, you know, and sometimes they talk to each other, and the one person understands what they're saying, and I'm just in the middle, like, what's going on? Like, I don't know. So I think it's cool to have, like, say, like, if I had, like, friends that were, like, different, you know, races. Like, one Spanish or one...
ethnicities.
One Korean, you know. Oh. I think it would be, you know. Really cool.
So, kind of like, if I was to, like, walk down the street, I seen a black man, I asked him a question, and then he answers in Spanish, right? How was I supposed to expect he speaks Spanish?
Oh, okay.
That's sense of color.
Okay, now that is, like, a 100% of me getting what you just asked me. Like, that's... I understand. I completely.
And kind of like assumptions of culture and language.
Okay. That actually reminds me of this video that I saw because, all right, there was this black man on America's Got Talent, and he was gonna sing a song. Mm-hmm. And naturally, you would assume it's like, you know, either like rap or like hip hop or something like that. Like, due to stereotypes, you know? But he came out and sang a country song, and I was blown away, you know? Like, I wasn't expecting it.
That reminds me of, I'm gonna take my horse to Old Town Road.
Great song.
Loving
great
it.
That reminds
that song.
Me of,
great
cause,
song.
Like, he's black, like, the point is, like, you don't have to be white or anything. You don't have to be anything besides black just to be, you know, a different race other than African-American. You know, you don't have to just be black. You can be anything. You can be any color. You can be light-skinned. You can be, you know, you can be anything.
Right.
So in my old school, I used to have this kid who was black and he was Spanish. And, you know, I had to help him. You know, I was learning Spanish a little bit.
I had to help him,
you know, on the English and stuff, and I had to help the teachers on what he was saying and stuff because they didn't understand because he's Spanish. And, like, you know, you don't have to be a color to be a race.
I just kind of have, like, a final close-up message. Like, be who you want to be, you know, follow your dreams and all that other stuff. Like, be who you aspire to be.
Thanks for bringing us home on that message.
Yeah.
All right, so it's time to wind down. We're coming to the end of our first hour show. Good job, everybody.
Pat your back.
Thank you. Thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in. Mm-hmm. Spread the good word. Fridays at 6 p.m. You can catch all of us doing that.
If you are 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for the radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m.
We'll finish out with shout-outs. Big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXE for making this radio program possible. Juice Branch, the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses, and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. I have more shout-outs of my own.
Yes.
Again, I'm going to shout out Queen Audrey because, like, she's the boss. I love her. Blueface for actually.
He was on beat this time.
He was on beat this time. Yeah, shout out to the new song, you know, listen to it by the EP. Shout out to YK Orsaris. Shout out to my art show. And again, if anybody want to join 12 to 18, make 12 to 18, let us know because we're doing this for y'all and the fun. At Green County Council of the Arts Gallery until June 8th, pop out for opening tomorrow, 12 to 5 p.m.
And also?
Yeah, which is for my art show.
And also, make sure you don't assume anybody's, like, gender and or language. Out.
Peace!
And I know that she's the only one, and if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free.